Blog Talk Radio. most long. Saints of the Most High Yah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let me know, saints, how I'm coming in your area.
All right, hallelujah, glory to the King. Hallelujah, glory to the King. Shalom, shalom, saints of the Most High Yah, to all the saints that are scattered abroad, the beloved of Yah, those of you who are called to be saints, grace to you and peace from Yahweh, our Father, hallelujah, who is Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Blessings to you all, saints. Glory to the King. This is Elder Donnie here on the Straightway of Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Just want to greet you all. Thank you all for joining me this evening. Hallelujah. Want to give praise and honor to the Most High Yah and give thanks unto Him for all things. You know, He's truly been good to me, and I'm sure He has been to you as well, saints. Just the fact that you're able to be here today, that you're breathing, that you're alive. Hallelujah. That you have another opportunity, another chance to get this thing right. Hallelujah. You should be thankful. You should be thankful in that. Hallelujah. So we give Yah all praise for that. Give honor to our beloved shepherd, the Honorable Pastor Charles Dahl, Jr. Hallelujah. To Pastor Corey as well. And to all the elders in Israel, Teacher McKnight, Deacon Bell, and all of you, my brothers and sisters, the sons of Jacob, as well as the beautiful daughters of Zion. Hallelujah. I greet you all. Like I said, Elder Donnie here. I'll be the host this evening. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right. Looks like the sound is coming in a little bit better there. I'm not even sure why it's acting, you know, having any difficulties. I'm on a whole new setup and a new computer and everything. So I don't know. I got to just work out the bugs on it. But nonetheless, the show must go on. Hallelujah. So I'll get right off into it. Hallelujah. I pray that you all are doing well this day and doing fine, encouraged. Man, what a beautiful, beautiful Shabbat, you know, we had on yesterday. It's been that way for the, you know, past few Shabbats. It's just been beautiful, man. See, God is really doing a work in us and trying to clean us up. And it is beautiful. Hallelujah. It's his doing. Hallelujah. It is marvelous in my eyes. Right? Glory to the King. I'd like to start the show off reading Psalms 19, starting at verse Psalms 19, verse 7 through 11. And it says, "The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So thankful. Hallelujah. That Yah was so mindful of us. Hallelujah. To leave us instructions, to give us a piece of himself, his own mind, and his own way of doing things, to set us apart from the other nations. You know, what other nation, you know, has Yah so nigh unto them? And what other nation has laws and judgments that are so righteous, you know, and just? No other nation but us, Israel. Hallelujah. And we need to be always mindful of that and aware of that, who we are. And we're separate. We're separate from the world. Hallelujah. Psalms 119, 1 through 20. I'm reading this from the Scriptures version. And it says, "Blessed are the perfect in the way who walk in the teachings of Yahweh. Blessed are those who observe his witnesses, who seek him with all the heart. Yea, they shall do no unrighteousness. They shall walk in his ways. You have commanded us to guard your orders diligently. Oh, that my way established to guard your laws. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commands. I thank you with uprightness of heart when I learn the right rulings of your righteousness. I guard your laws. Oh, do not leave me entirely. How would a young man cleanse his path to guard it according to your word? I have sought you with all my heart. Let me not stray from your commands. I have treasured up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Yahweh. Teach me your laws. With my lips I have recounted all the right rulings of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your witnesses, as over all riches. I meditate on your orders and regard your ways. I delight myself in your laws. I do not forget your word. Do good to your servant. Let me live and I guard your word. Open my eyes that I might see wonders from your Torah. I am a sojourner in the earth. do not hide your commands from me. My being is crushed with longing for your right rulings at all times. Glory to the King. I'll tell you what, man, we can learn a lot from the King and his devotion unto Yah and the way he really loved the Father. He revered him. He esteemed him high in his laws, high above all things. He knew where to go, you know, when he needed to get clean and when he, you know, when he needed refuge and to be restored. He knew where to go and he knew how to approach the Father. I'm so grateful because what the Father is doing with us, Israel, in this hour, how he's cleaning us up. You know what I mean? He's humbling us, breaking us down, bringing us low so that we can be lifted up, so that he can do the mighty works among us that need to be done. He can't do no mighty works or wonders and signs and all these things in a grand scale if, you know, there's pollution in the camp, if there's garbage in the camp. So, you know, he's cleaning us up so that, you know, he can do a mighty work with us. And I'm thankful for it, you know, because as always, it's answers to many prayers, you know. And every Shabbat, I mean, the answers are right there. Yah is coming through, you know what I mean? He's cleaning us up, I mean, as a whole, if you receive it. And one of the things from yesterday, you know, that Pastor really drove home was us being thankful and giving thanks unto Yah, you know. And, you know, we can't be prideful, you know what I mean, when we're approaching Yah. You know, we're seeking things from him, but yet we can't humble ourselves. Yet we can't say thank you. You know, I remember Elder Austin did a video a while back, and he was talking about, you know what, if you're in this way, you walk it in truth, and you come across, you know who you are as an Israelite, come across his ministry, you know, you didn't hit the jackpot. You literally hit the jackpot. You hit the lottery because, I mean, we don't even realize it, you know, how blessed we are. We focus more on the negative things rather than, you know, all of the gifts and the blessings and all of the positive things, all the things that bring about life. It's so easy to forget them. And you know, last week when I came on, I spoke about that just briefly, about just taking things for granted. You know, something had happened that day, and it was, you know, it could have been bad. It could have been catastrophic as far as me losing a couple brothers. You know, we were out working, and, you know, something went on. It went wrong. And, I mean, just the thought of it, man, we were all shaken up. You know what I mean? And I just really had to get my heart right, get my spirit right. And, you know, really be thankful. Like, now that I, you know, look back on it, just so grateful. And you see how Yah, you know, preserved all of our lives, really, to tell you the truth. And it's just a beautiful thing. You got to give thanks unto Yah. There's so many things that we just take for granted. You know, when we go out for work, you know, we don't pray, or, we just think, oh, we'll get back home and everything will be as it was. And, you know, just taking things for granted, not really taking the most of the day. And, tomorrow is really not promised to none of us, not one of us. And so we better serve him while we have the opportunity to do so today. Hallelujah. And so I'm much better now. My brothers are much better. You know, all we can do is say thank you to the Father that, you know, preserved us. Things didn't go the wrong way or the other way. But he we can see how, you know, we were protected and how, you know, when we pray that the angels will encamp around about us. And we see how, you know, these things are real, you know, and it doesn't hit you until something like that goes on. An event takes place, it kind of shakes you up and gets you out of the norm, or it gets you to really focus on Yah and really see him. You know what I mean? So Yah is good. So I'm thankful in that regard. And just to really be in this way, I've always expressed that, and I was so thankful that I came this way. I could have went anywhere, because when I first came into the truth, I was looking all around, you know. But the Father led me here, and I'm thankful for that. And just look at the many blessings. Look at the many gifts, you know, that Yah has blessed us with. A pastor. I mean, an example in this hour. A shepherd, a true shepherd. Huh? He's given it all, and we're benefiting from it. All of his sacrifice, all of his labor. You know, we have much to be thankful for, you know, for Yahshua, you know, just paying the ultimate price for us, man. that we even have the opportunity to be here, to be a people. You know what I mean? I could have been done away with us. But he saw fit to keep his word, you know what I'm saying, saints, and his covenant that he made with our forefathers. And so, man, here we are today. We need to serve him, man, with all holiness and all righteousness and with all of our being. Glory to the King. But that's the whole objective. That's the whole plan. And I see that's what y'all doing with us, drawing us closer to him in this hour. And if I were you, I would not want to miss out on this. You know, I would not. And I don't know about y'all, but I know I can see a difference in myself, in my life, my spiritual walk, you know, just clean, you know, just y'all, it's cleaning me out, you know what I'm saying? It's just real. And I'm grateful for it. Hallelujah. So just wanted to give y'all praise and all the honor and the glory, you know. We ain't going to get nowhere being haughty and high-minded and you know what I mean, full of ourselves. You know, some folks are seeking the Holy Spirit, seeking that Ruah, seeking the peace of Yah, the last manifestation of Yah that we have in this hour before Yeshua comes back. But they don't want to humble themselves. They don't want to, you know, just cry out to Yah. Put aside that pride. Don't want to give thanks. Don't want to give an offering of thanksgiving. Huh? In advance. Maybe you haven't received it yet. Maybe you have not gotten what you asked for yet. But how about giving thanks, huh? For that which is to come, which Yah will answer your prayers, which He will bless you with. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So Yah is good. Tada. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, you know, Saints, just wanted to talk real briefly to you about a couple of things. Well, mainly one thing in particular, surrounding around, you know, fear and how it can really strip us of doing the things that we need to be doing in Yah, and it can strip us of any blessings, any growth, you know, any spiritual gifts, or any healing, any deliverance, or just progressing any further in Yah, you know, because of, you know, fear of whatever, you know, of the unknown, or just taking the next step, or just stepping out there. But it's something that's real. It's something that, it definitely exists. Hallelujah. But it's up to us. What do we do about it? Hallelujah. Fear is defined in the Hebrew 366, meaning to frighten, frightful, or terrible. In the Hebrew 33:72, to fear, morally to revere, causatively to frighten, affright, be, make afraid, dread, put in, fear, fearful, fearfully, fearing. But ultimately, saying fear is a spirit, no doubt about it. It's an evil spirit at that. It is an antichrist spirit. It is an unclean, unloving spirit. You know, if we just be honest with ourselves, right, we'll, you know, all of us in some capacity, you know, has had to deal with or subjected, you know, to fear, or had to deal with it, you know, in one way or another. You know, it may have been fear of failure, for instance. Fear of tomorrow, you know what I mean? Fear of snakes, fear of the unknown. You know, these things are just real, you know, especially coming out here to the country, you know what I mean? I know one of the things, I had watched the YouTube video, right? And the guy was, his main point of the video is y'all thinking about coming to the country or moving to the country. You got to keep in mind about snakes. They're real, and you don't know much about snakes. You got to educate yourself on snakes and all this hip crap. And me, you know, fed into the crap of the foolishness because I'm from the city. I don't know nothing about. My dad was afraid of snakes, and here I am picking up the same, you know, same behaviors, mannerism, traits, whatever you want to call it, just being fearful for no reason at all. You know what I mean? Never even was exposed to snakes, but just the thought of it, and just because I heard my dad say that. You know what I mean? It's foolishness, man. But that's what one of the things I'll be talking about too, you know what I mean, as far as coming out of the cities, coming out of your comfort zone, coming out of the suburbs, and, you know, being more set apart. How not to allow fear to enter in, to interfere with that. It's all about being obedient. Hallelujah. Because Yah has a plan for his people, you know, to be separate from the world, and and get about his business. Hallelujah. But these types of fears and others do not warn us or protect us. These kinds of fear brings destruction. 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For Yah hath not given us spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So these are the things, you know, that Yah has given us. So, you know, if you're operating in fear and anxiety and any stress or any such thing like that, you already know who that's of. It's not of Yah, of the house of time. Anytime you're kind of like pushed to make decisions and things like that, and, you know, you're anxious and you can't wait, and, you know, you get all of these things that come with it, you know, this is not of Yah. But he's given us spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And I tell you what, a sound mind is golden in these days right now to have. It truly is. Because so many people around us are losing it. You know what I mean? They are losing it while they think they've got it. And we can see it. We see it through the letters that our shepherd, he receives on a weekly basis. He's bombarded with it. People, you know, whose minds are not sound, whose minds are corrupt, but yet, you know, they think they are. But some are really seeking Yah and really seeking and trying. But you be thankful that, you know, you're being purged and your mind is being cleaned and washed, hallelujah, by the water of the word. And the Ruah, hallelujah, we definitely need the Ruah. We need that to lead us and to guide us into all truth. Glory to the King. Deuteronomy 1:21, it says, "Behold, Yahweh thy Elohim hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as Yahweh Elohim of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged." Hallelujah. If we think about our ancients, right, and how, you know, the Father provided for them. He was, you know, trying to give them the land of Canaan, which was promised to them, which is actually a gift because of the covenant that he made with our ancients. He was giving it to them for possession, but, you know, there were some requirements. You know what I mean? He needed some men to go out and search the land, you know, spy in the sea, you know, and bring back a report of what they saw, you know. And we see that, you know, we see how you know, our ancients reacted and how they acted up. And, you know, it wasn't a good thing, not in the eyesight of Yah. And there was some severe punishment because of it. But if we look at ourselves, man, and thinking how, you know, the Father's calling us all, you know, to come out, to be separate, you know, to get out of these cities and things like that. You know, we got a lot of things to consider, a lot of things like the unknown, right? And that's one of, you know, our ancients, one of their issues, you know, that they didn't quite comprehend. You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen when we do come out, when we go inhabit this land, you know? They were so fearful of what could happen and what could go wrong. But see, the thing about it, they wasn't putting their trust in Yah. And we can't do nothing in this walk, nothing whatsoever, if we don't trust in Yah. You know what I'm saying? We just can't do it. And I'm going to take a look at that real quick. That's in Numbers. Numbers chapter 13. And just read over it. And we're going to just look at how, you know, how our people, you know, acted up. You know what I'm saying? They just act a complete fool. Regardless of what Yah had just done for them, taking them out of Egypt. You know, the thing about it is Yah even put the fear in the nations around them. You know, so that they didn't even realize that, you know, they had already conquered many peoples, their lands, and everything. They were already fearful. Because of the report, because of the fear of Yah, it had spread, it had gone abroad. You know, we don't even realize, you know, how Yah is opening doors for us, and he's doing things and making ways for us. If we only will be willing and obedient, hallelujah, we don't need to find out, you know, or have it, the plan down to a T, every single step and every I dotted and every T crossed. As far as what we're going to do, we just need to be willing. We need to be obedient. And I remember Elder Ruth was telling the brothers during this past feast on Pentecost, he said, you know, you can tell when it's fear that's operating and working in you, because when Yah puts something in your spirit to do it, your first, you know, reaction is to kick against it. You know what I mean? You find every excuse why not to do it. And that's nothing but fear. You know what I mean? But how about you go forth with it? Do what he said do. And then you'll get comprehension as you go. You'll get the understanding as you go. He's never going to leave us, saints. He's not going to forsake us. You know, even when you're asking for deliverance, when you're asking for healing, you know, it may not happen right away. But just be patient. You know what I mean? Don't be so hasty. Don't rush Yah. You know what I mean? And don't think, you know, and don't just come to him out of fear. You know what I mean? That's not how it works. You know what I mean? You gotta really believe in Yah. You gotta have faith in him, which is key, which is the opposite of fear. All right. Looking at Numbers here, number 13. We started verse 1 here. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of Yahweh, sent them from the wilderness of Paran, all those men who were heads of the children of Israel. And then in the next few verses, he go ahead and list all of the men that were chosen. I'm going to skip down to verse 16. It says, these are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out of the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Yahushua, talking about Joshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few are many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage. You see what he told them? He said, y'all be of good courage when y'all go through this, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. Now, they had to come back with a very detailed description of everything they saw, right? Verse 21 says, and they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath by the south, and came unto Hebron, where Achman, Sheshiah, and Tobias, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40, and they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran with Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, the Amalekites, dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." So you just look at the faith of Caleb, man. He was ready to go get it. He's like, you know what? Let's stop all this right now. Let's go get it. Verse 31 says, "But the men," listen to this, "the men that went up with him said, 'We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.'" But see, that's right there. What they don't realize is Yah was with them. You know what I'm saying? And Yah was with them. Yah was going to take care of them. They didn't have to try. See, when we try to do things on our own might, our own power, then of course, no, we're not strong enough. But that they didn't realize, you know what? It's not up to y'all. God's providing for y'all every step of the way. Keep in mind, this is a land that is flowing with milk and honey. This is a land that is flourishing. There's everything that they need. But because of fear of man, just worried about, you know, the unknown and things that, you know, really they don't have no control over. That wasn't part of the deal. That wasn't what they was, you know what I mean? He said, "Let me know. Tell me about it, the good and the bad." They projected fear is what they did. Verse 32, "And they brought up an evil report of the land," there it is, "which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, 'The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that saw it, saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." So they feared the men. They feared the men because they, you know, they were like, "Man, these are giants, man. We can't come up against that." Hallelujah. They quickly forgot what Yah had did for them coming out of Egypt. You know what I mean? How he dealt with Pharaoh. Hallelujah. I'm going to go on to chapter 14. "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, 'Would Yah that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would Yah we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore had Yahweh brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt?' And they said one to another, 'Let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt.'" So they wanted to go backwards, man. They wanted to go back. All because of this, you know, these were just projected fears. These were things that just came up in their own mind. All right, as far as, you know, what the outcome would be. You know, we got to really be careful when doing things like this. You know, when y'all want the blessings for something, and like I was saying, I'm talking about, you know, as far as us making that move and coming out and being separated, you know, and putting up all of these roadblocks and things that are not even, you know, they're not even reality. They're not even real. These are just fears that are placed there. Satan uses these things to keep us, just as he did with them, to keep them from inheriting and getting on, you know, into the blessings of Yah and taking full benefit of it. You know, we got to really be careful of that. You know, Pastor's been preaching for a while now, come out of her. You know, not only come out of religion and all the organized religions of the world, but come out of these cities, come out of, these suburbs and being eased in Zion and just being comfortable and loving Egypt. You know, we would come up with all types of excuses why not to obey or why to prolong it or why we should, you know, to procrastinate in doing this. You know, a couple of years ago, man, my mother-in-law, she came out here to visit us once she came out here. And one of the things she mentioned out of her mouth before we left was, "Don't have my daughter out there in the woods and all of this, just surrounded by trees and all that." I'm like, what in the world is she talking about? There are trees everywhere. There are woods everywhere. What is she talking about? You think I'm going to just have an altar like that, just in the middle of nowhere, in the woods, we're not doing that. And when she came to visit, that's one of the first things she saw. She's like, man, look at this, all these trees all around us. And her main fear was she was thinking about some wild beast. And that's just reality. That's how people really think, and they really do. Worried about a wild beast. A lot of our people, they worried about wild beasts. You know what I mean? Because in the wilderness and in the areas in which they were, that was common, for wild beasts to be a threat, and to have to worry about that. But, come on, man. People will come up with all kinds of excuses why not to do the things they need to do. Or perhaps we're not going to have the access to all the conveniences. I may not be able to go to all the stores that I need to go to. I may not be able to get the things that I need to get. A man, you might say, how am I going to provide for my family if I move out, I get out, and everything is good now. Will I be able to, get a job? Will I be able to support my family, being the only one, only income coming in? See, all of these things that come about in the mind, all this is, these are fears. These are things Satan put up in your mind, roadblocks, trying to keep you from doing what you need to do. But yet you see what's going on in these cities. You see, all of the hell, the destruction, morality is at an all-time low and things are progressively getting worse, right? But instead of going into the blessing, instead of, roughing it out for a little bit, trusting in Yah to do what he said he'll do, instead of doing that, we'll come up with all these excuses why not to do it, and the reality of it is, saints, it's really time to make moves. You know what I'm saying? Pastor put out a decree a while ago. I'm going to tell you, he did. And he said, y'all have a certain amount of time to get out. Just know that time has flown by so fast. It is time to move and to get busy like never before. I'm telling you, man, don't get relaxed in the situation that you're in. Make moves. Put it in your mind that you're making sacrifices. Be obedient, man. Be obedient. Be willing. Yah is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. The reason we have all of this before us is because it's for us to learn from it. He's going to take care of us, man. And I can tell you, just coming out, stepping out on faith, getting out. You know what I mean? I didn't have it all figured out. I didn't. I had never even saw the place that I was going to move in. I just took the saint's word for it. You know what I mean? And it turned out to be nice. But Yah is moving us even further now, setting us apart even the more now. And, of course, things come up in the mind like, oh, man, just not knowing how to do community living or living in unity and sharing everything. All of these things come up. But you know what? I'm going to continue to press forward. I'm going to continue to go in faith. I see it's already been done. You know what I mean? And I'm going to just put aside all that foolishness, Satan is, trying to put in my mind. And I encourage you to do the same as far as making the steps, making that journey to the next stage. Don't let all this foolishness come into your mind, all these accusations and slander and all of this foolishness that come about. Nobody's out to get you. Nobody's trying to hurt you. Nobody's trying to harm you. That's the enemy. He's the one trying to harm you, and he's the one submitting those thoughts to your mind. Why not to make the move? Why not to come out? Why not to be obedient? But you got to, you really got to set your own heart. But you know what, saints, in dealing with fear, you must be willing to place yourself in the absolute care of Yah. That means you got to be trusting in Yah completely. You got to place yourself, take yourself outside of your comfort zone, outside of your own might, your own power, and put it in the care of Yah. You got to trust him. And listen to this, whether you live or whether you die. Some of us, we like to hold on to our lives too much. Like, you know what I mean? This shit is only temporary. It's only temporary. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're living righteous, obeying Yah's command, doing the things you're supposed to do, you shouldn't have no worries. None whatsoever. But Yah is really looking for faith in this hour, saints. He's looking for faith. So we must trust in him whether we live or whether we die, whether we win or whether we lose. I mean, we just got to be that hardcore about it. You know what, y'all? I'm going to trust you no matter what the outcome is. Here it is. You know? He's faithful. He knows your heart. And he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. But consider, saints, in this hour, you know, like I said, how the command for us is to come out. Come out of her, my people. Come out of these religions. Come out of this world. Come out of these cities. Come out of your comfort zone. Think of all, you know, that presented to the mind. Like I just went over. All of these things that come up, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to lose this, or will I be able to take care of that, or, you know, will this happen or that, or how I'm going to deal with this and that. You know, all of these things bring about nothing but confusion, you know? I was, just the other day, I went to go and pick up some vegetable plants. And I went to in the homage in their little territory, not too far from here in Kentucky. And I went to, you know, purchase some vegetable seed plants, I should say. And as I was driving back there, man, I was just really observing everything. I'm checking these people out, man. They literally are plowing the fields, man, with a plow, and, you know, and with a horse. And I mean, they're just doing the thing so primitive, like so basic and simple. But I'm looking at the land. I'm looking at how manicured, you know, their lawns are and the fields and how just full of veggies. And I mean, they got it going on. They work hard, definitely. But the one thing about it, I was just like, look at how, you know, peaceful it is out here. And it's a big territory that they have, you know, in different spots. But I was like, just look how organized everything is. It's on a grand scale. You know, we have Straightway, which is a very, very good example. But consider, imagine that. Straightway magnified times 10. You know what I mean? And I was just out there observing this. I was like, and these people, they're not even, you know, serving our Yah. You know, they're still keeping their Sundays and everything. They're working on Sabbath. They, you know, and in their eyesight, they're doing right. But I mean, just look at what they're able to accomplish. Look how organized stuff is. And look how, you know, peaceful it is out here, far out here. And I was like, you know what, Father? I really pray that I can, you know, once I get separated, even more so, and get on some land, that I can get this hustle and bustle out of me. You know, that just came to my mind, you know, that it really did. Because it's like I have to literally fight and pray on the Shabbat just to enter in to Yah's rest. Because it'd be so much, so many thoughts and this and that, you know, going on. I literally got to get down and just pray to get into to the enter into their rest. And I was thinking, and that came to my mind about just the hustle and bustle. And now I'm talking to Deacon just yesterday, and he was telling me a story about when he, you know, when he first moved on the land and everything, and how that spirit actually, that was actually a spirit that departed from him, like the hustle and bustle. And I was like, man, I just entered into my mind just the day before. And I was like, man, because it should be so much going on, you know, and trying to, you know, get so much done. I said, I pray that when I do, we do move, we get on this land, that it be, you know, a bit more peaceful, and I ain't got to be so uptight and so hard and, you know, on the thoughts of this world and whatnot. And sure enough, he told me that was one of the things that you know, he had to get free of, you know. And just think about it. I mean, it's just reality, just being a man, just having to take care of family and different responsibilities, the ministries, just, you know what I mean? All of these things, it's a lot to consider. But in all of that, we got to put our trust in Yah, our faith in Yah. And that's what I do. And I constantly ask Yah to lead me, even more so guide me, you know, into all truth. I need it, into all truth. But we have to really determine to follow Yah, saints, plus nothing. And we have to realize that, you know, what we are seeking answers for, it may not come instantaneously. It may not. And the probably might happen in the process of time. There's a season for everything. Just let Yah do the work and perfect you. Yah knows what it takes to grow you into what you should be. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid. Don't be frightened by challenges and by obstacles or by, you know, the unknown. Go ahead head first, man. go at it and trusting Yah to lead you through it all. Because at the end of the day, it's all for your growth, edification, and just to bring you up a little bit higher, because that's what he's doing right now. There are many areas, saints, of fear. You all know it. There's fear of love. There's fear of receiving love. There's fear of giving love. There's fear of man. There's fear of the unknown, and et cetera. The one thing I've learned, saints, is this, is love equals obedience. Hallelujah. Love equals obedience. So if we're willing and obedient, man, y'all going to take care of us. I'm going to take a break, saints, real quickly here, the ministry break, and come back. Let me take a break, ministry break, and I'll be right back.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. That indeed, the King is coming. Glory to the King. Elder Donnie here. And just as I left off, I'm saying, I said the one thing that I've learned is that love equals obedience. Hallelujah. Obedience, obedience, obedience. John 15:10 says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 4:16, it says, and we have known and believed the love that Yah had to us. Yah is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in Yah, and Yah in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Hallelujah. When one is operating in fear, that means he is afraid, scared, worried, anxious, and concerned that a bad thing is going to happen. It is projecting into the future. Fear, then, is the opposite of faith. Both fear and faith project into the future. The question is, who are you going to obey? Yah or Satan? And that's the question. Glory to the King. But it says in Proverbs 3, and it says, "Trust in Yah with all your heart." Hallelujah. "And lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." Hallelujah. How many of us really believe that, though? You know what I'm saying? That's the question. How many of us can actually trust in Yah to lead us, to guide us? Hallelujah. And we know that there's one thing, saints. Yah cannot do any mighty works among us if fear, if doubt, if unbelief are present. So he can't do nothing with us if we're operating, you know, in fear, being fearful. Hallelujah. So just wanted to encourage you this evening just to be obedient and to step out there on faith, in faith, and trust Yah. Make the moves, the preparations, you know, get things done, get a move on it. You know, time is really, you know, winding down for us to you know, get ourselves separated even the more so from this wicked world. We got a lot of work to do in the kingdom. We can't let fear be a hindrance. We can't allow, you know, none of the workings of the house of time, you know what I mean, keep us back. You know, we're learning too much. You know, Yah is giving us way, way too much now. And he's requiring a lot out of us in this late hour. Hallelujah. But, you know, in all things, man, thanks. Just give thanksgiving, give honor and glory to the Father. You know, he's worthy of it. He really is. And just continue to let him mold you. Continue to let him shape you. And just let him, you know, continue to build you up. But you got to trust in him, though, above it all. And casting out all the thoughts and imaginations and anything whatsoever that exalts itself above the knowledge of Yah. You know what I mean? And you're taking all these thoughts into captivity. You know, being obedient servants. Hallelujah, saints. So that's the name of the game. Yah ain't give us fear. He didn't give that to us. You know, that's a wicked, evil, demonic, ungodly spirit. Hallelujah. And we got to be obedient servants. Hallelujah. Be obedient. Whatever he say, whether he tell us, you know, whether it's something that we don't really want to do, but we know it's coming from him. We're running from it. We're hiding from it. Our first response or reaction is no. Or we're making excuses. That's a good indication. That's a very good indication that it's something that Yah wants you to do. And you're running from it because you don't want to do it, or you're fearful of it, or you just don't trust him. You know, take a good look at yourself and take a real good look at yourself. You can't grow unless you make the steps, unless you get put in a certain situation, unless you go through it. Hallelujah. So just want to encourage y'all, you know, throughout the week, to be encouraged, give y'all thanks, and be grateful, you know, that he allows you to see another day. Continue to grow in grace and in knowledge. Above all things, man, just give y'all praise. Don't be afraid to just praise and just break out in praise. And hallelujah. That was a beautiful, beautiful thing that yesterday's service. It really was. Really beautiful. I remember when my wife was pregnant with my son, yourself, and I just kept praying. I was praying for a son. I was praying for a healthy, strong Israelite, just a warrior, just a seed that would love Yah. And one day I came home from work, I was like, you know what? We're going to give Yah a praise offering. So we're going to stop what we're doing. We're going to get after it. Just praise Yah. Just feel free to give Yah the praise. And we're praising him, giving thanks in advance for what he's going to do for us. You know what I mean? And all of the things he's already done. I said, so y'all just be free and praise Yah. And you know what? We did that. Praise Yah. giving all honor. And it was just a beautiful thing. Just a really beautiful thing. And Yah blessed us. He truly has blessed us, and he's continuing to bless us. And we're going to do more of that, too. Just offerings of praise unto the Father. Hallelujah. Saints, I'm going to sign off for this evening. Just wanted to come on here real quickly and, you know, say some encouraging words and just, you know, just to try to uplift you, to help you along in your journey. I want to give a special thanks, special shout out to Brother Paul, who we know as Brother Ugly, for co-hosting. And you know, the good thing about that is when I sat back and I was thinking about it, I was like, you know what, Brother Paul does this faithfully, you know what I mean, for the brothers and past the broadcast, and just doing this out of the goodness of his own heart. Like, nobody had to prompt him, you know what I mean? Like, he wanted to do this, and this is his reasonable service. I mean, it's just sacrificing. He could have been doing anything during this time, but he makes it his business to be at every show, co-hosting, posting scriptures, and, you know, dealing with all kinds of other issues, and just having an eye out, and just really being diligent. That's what you call diligent, you know what I mean? And that's wonderful, and I greatly appreciate it, Brother Paul. I really do, and I'm thankful for you and the work that you do in Israel. Also, Saints, check him out on YouTube, and it's Straightway News. Straightway News is the channel, the name of the channel, and it gives updates and of all the happenings that are going on in and around the ministry all over the world. So that's a beautiful thing that we have, a tool that we have, and it just keeps us uplifted even more. It keeps us encouraged, and it keeps us up to date on what's happening. So so turn on Fox News. Ain't nothing good on there. And all these other fake, phony propaganda news sources, so-called news sources. So, and tune in to an Israelite channel. Hallelujah. What's going on among Yah's people. Glory to the King. Y'all be encouraged, Saints. Lift up one another. Keep our pastor, keep our shepherd lifted. And continue to strive, you know, for excellence in the Most High Yah. Remember, you know, we can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah, who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Always pray, Saints. Build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Cover yourselves and family in the blood of Yeshua, in the blood of Jesus, constantly, all the time, and pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie, and I'm signing off for this edition of the Straightway Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all be at peace, Saints. Shalom, shalom.